Valerie Gillies is the mother of a child who goes to school in Newtown. She exhales heavily, remembering the phone ringing that day.
I thought it was just another one of those phone calls that we get all the time. I didn't pay any attention to it. I actually didn't even pick it up.
Later, she realized it was an alert from the school district.
My husband called me from the office, panicked. It was just an unreal experience.
She says luckily her daughter was home with her and not in school. But Gillies would soon learn about the horrors of the day from other families who were tragically impacted. She's a licensed family therapist whose specialty is treating children. In the year since the shootings, she has treated 80 school children who exhibited a variety of symptoms related to the traumatic event.
Mostly, we see a lot of nightmares. The ones that were closer to the action, they see jumpiness when they hear loud noises. They maybe can't handle crowds. Just their nervous systems are oversensitive, so they can't manage things that they could manage before. Sometimes they're bedwetting, regression, things like that.
Gillies is part of the Trauma Recovery Network in Fairfield County. It's made up of a group of therapists who specialize in a form of psychotherapy for traumatic stress, known as eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy, or EMDR. The team that was part of the initial response after the school shootings included Yale and clinicians with the Child Study Center. Yale professor Dr. Stephen Marins, also the director of the Childhood Violent Trauma Center, says in the days after the tragedy, his team focused on increasing local capacity among primary care and mental health providers to correctly respond to the needs of the community. That meant training them in effective screening and early intervention techniques. They also provided in-school recovery for students at the elementary school once classes resumed in nearby Monroe. Marins recounts how one young student shared a coping technique with her classmates.
To raise her hand at one point when the kids had had a big reaction to a noise that they heard and said, "Let me teach you what I learned about how to be the boss of my body again." This then became a technique of relaxation that the class learned and could use at various times in order to rediscover that they could be the bosses. This is part of the recovery that's really quite impressive to see, especially in situations where children have been so overwhelmed by the extent of the horrors that occurred.
Helping children and adults with their trauma symptoms also takes a toll on the mental health providers. Valerie Gillies spent long days treating so many children that she herself experienced secondary trauma. It was not uncommon among other therapists in the community, too.
I just had to really pull back because it was very intense. And really, when you're doing this work, you can't get engaged in what happened. Well, at least I couldn't, because if I had thought about that while I was trying to help the children, they would have felt it.
Her colleagues, like psychologist Dr. Karen Alter-Reed, helped Gillies, and she's now treating children again. Gillies says the good news is those at the epicenter of the tragedy also are getting better. Besides children in Newtown, the therapists have been working with Connecticut State Troopers and local police. But Dr. Alter-Reed says therapists expect to be just as busy despite 1 year passing.
It's about staying the long haul. You know, symptoms pop up on a little thing a year later, 2 years later. You know, why, at the beginning when you go in, you could do a lot of preventative work for preventing PTSD in those first couple of months while memory is changing course. But you can heal throughout a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later. So I think there's been a lot of people who've stayed with this community knowing the year, even though I was mentioning a year as a marker, it's also the beginning.
That's because the circle has widened, and others affected by the trauma, whether in Newtown or surrounding communities, are just now coming forward to ask for help. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WMPR News.